USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Tropical Storm Idalia barreling towards Florida now. The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane passing over western Cuba tonight. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis indicates officials are trying to get ahead of the storm.
We are coordinating, as I mentioned, with utility companies. There are already more than 20,000 linemen that are ready to respond, and more on the way throughout the balance of today and tomorrow. This will be an important effort to get power back on very quickly.
Evacuation orders are also in place for several counties and coastal areas. Idalia is expected to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. Republican presidential candidates continue to campaign in South Carolina.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and U.S. Senator Tim Scott both had town halls scheduled for today. The appearances come on the heels of both taking part in the first GOP presidential debate last week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had been scheduled to stop at Anderson and Kershaw, but canceled to return to Florida to deal with the deadly racial shooting in Jacksonville and a tropical storm heading for the state. I'm Scott Kimbler.
The White House is increasingly confident now that Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin did die in a plane crash last week.
I don't have any new assessment on that for you on this.
Speaking in a briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged the incident. Russian officials said the mercenary chief was confirmed dead yesterday. Two people are dead after a rescue helicopter in Florida crashed into an apartment complex on Monday morning. Officials say three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach north of Fort Lauderdale. One person on board died, and one person on the ground was killed. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
A judge in Illinois is rejecting a motion to dismiss criminal charges against the father of the man accused of staging a deadly mass shooting at Highland Park's Independence Day parade last year. The Daily Herald reports that Monday's ruling means Robert Cremo Jr. will face trial in November on 7 counts of reckless conduct. He's accused of helping his 19-year-old son, Robert Cremo III, gain a firearm owner's identification card in 2019, even though he had threatened violence. More troubles for embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
A group of high-powered attorneys, including three former presidents of the state bar, want him disbarred. In a statement, they called his conduct shameful, illegal, and unethical. Paxton's accused of using the power of his office to help a political donor. He was impeached in the state house back in May and now faces possible removal from office if convicted by the Texas Senate. Trial starts next month. I'm Brian Shook.
Attorneys for the suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students are trying to get the camera out of the courtroom.
Brian Koberger's attorneys filed a motion to have the cameras removed because the operator hasn't followed the judge's directions to keep wide shots. There have been multiple close-up shots of Koberger, which the judge noted. Koberger's attorneys want cameras banned from all future proceedings. The judge has not ruled on the motion. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi. This is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?